It is 12 May. It's Sunday. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the CG Prophecy Report. We're in a pickle now. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. Okay, we got a couple of announcements here. The first one is my granddaughter just showed up, surprised my wife for Mother's Day. She got in last night late from New York, and she's a little bit tired right now, so she's over there sleeping. But maybe before the end of the update, I'll get to hold her and have people. Why don't you just bring her up here right now? You can walk her up here and just have her in your arms. She'll be fine. Bring her up here. That's okay. Just come on around. And while you're doing that, while you're coming around, we have, Dennis is visiting with his mother, Claudia. Claudia has been attending here for years and years and years and years, and he's here to celebrate Mother's Day with her. Come on over and show everybody your little baby. Here we go. A little more. They can't see you. There, now I think you got to go this way. Let me get out of the way. We're just going to let you, there you go. Just stand right there so everybody can see that you actually have your child here for Mother's Day, okay? There you go. All right, thank you. All right, so we got the beautiful grandbaby here. And then we also have Cindy and Stephanie. They are visiting here, and I got the pleasure and honor of baptizing Cindy on Wednesday. So, and then since then, we've got together a couple times, and it's been a very nice visit, and I'm so glad to have spent some time with each of you. It was very nice for me, so thank you. And as I said, it's Mother's Day, so I want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day, and I just pray that the year ahead will be very nice for you. I got an email, which I didn't read, but it was from Jackie in Missouri, and I did read it. I just didn't bring it up here to read to the church, but she wishes all the mothers also a happy Mother's Day, so thank you for that, Jackie. And let's see, we got some news from Israel. And as always, there's just a ton going on with Israel. I try not to report the same things that everybody else is reporting, but I'll just give you a little snapshot of some of the things that are going on, contrasting with normalcy, I would say, in the world today. The first is from DNYUZ, Colombia to sever ties with Israel over Gaza war. President Petro announced in Bogota, describing the Israeli government as genocidal. The times of genocide of the extermination of an entire people cannot come before our eyes, before our passivity. Colombia is the second South American nation to break off relations with Israel and Bolivia. On the day that Bolivia made its announcement, Colombia and Chile both said that they were recalling their ambassadors to Israel, and Honduras followed suit within days. Belize also cut diplomatic ties with Israel last month. So there you go. We got these people that are accusing Israel of genocide, and it's the big code word that everybody is using lately. Never mind the fact that they have had the lowest ratio of civilian deaths in the history of forever, okay? They are very, very careful to not kill civilians. If civilians are there because the people are keeping them there, they're going to get blown up. That happens. You know, they put these rocket launchers in the middle of civilian areas. People are going to die. You have people in hospitals that are fighting, and there are civilians in the hospitals. They are going to be casualties. But for the standard of warfare, nobody has ever met the standard of Israel, ever. Even the United States has not come close. So I'll keep repeating that because the rest of the world does not want to hear it, even though even our own military admits that they are way, way above them in securing people's lives. From the Times of Israel, how cutting ties with Israel could hamstring Colombia's military and ground air force. How could it happen? Colombia's fighter jets are all Israeli built. The more than 20 conferred fighter jets were used by its air force in numerous attacks on remote guerrilla camps that debilitated the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. The strikes helped push the rebel group into peace talks that resulted in its disarmament in 2016. But the fleet purchased in the late 1980s is aging and requires maintenance, which can only be carried out by an Israeli firm. Manufacturers in France, Sweden, and the United States have approached Colombia's government with replacement options, but the spending priorities of Petro's admin are elsewhere. Colombia's military also uses Galil rifles, which were designed in Israel and for which Colombia acquired the rights to manufacture and sell. Israel also assists the South American country with its cybersecurity needs. So that may be going by the wayside, but they will certainly not have an air force very soon if they keep up the stand that they have against Israel. From the Times of Israel, anti-Israel campus protesters were prepped 4 months by outside activists. You probably know this, but if you haven't heard it, activists at Columbia University, whose encampment launched the anti-Israel activities on other campuses, had for weeks and months consulted with and received training from outside groups, including the National Students for Justice in Palestine, whose Columbia chapter was suspended by the university admin early in the war. NSJP's main sponsor is the Westchester Peace Action Committee, which the ADL anti-Semitism watchdog says has funded groups that have repeatedly propagated anti-Semitism or called for violence against Israel. Besides NSJP, some Columbia students also engaged with Samadun, a Vancouver-based Palestinian prisoner solidarity network, which both Israel and Germany have banned over links to terrorism. Several of the group's activists spoke at Resistance 101, a training session for pro-Palestinian Columbia students, some of whom were subsequently suspended. That was held online in March after being twice barred from the campus. So there's one more thing that's going on, and they're actually have found out that these people are aligned with Hamas, which means that they are terrorists, because Hamas is a certified terrorist organization by almost all countries. So maybe we'll find out more about that in the week ahead. From the Postmillennial, Hamas and supporters not welcome on native land. Native Americans stand up for Israel at UCLA. Good job. From the Times of Israel, anti-Israel campus protests spread across the United States border to Canada and Mexico. From the Times of Israel, Quebec premier calls for anti-Israel encampment at McGill to be dismantled. From the Times of Israel, prestigious French university closes main Paris site due to anti-Israel occupation. Times of Israel, police disband anti-Israel protesters at Berlin, Amsterdam, and Zurich universities. From the Times of Israel, echoing U.S. encampments, anti-Israel students across Britain launch campus protests. U.K. activists are pitching tents to call on their universities to divest from Israel. And from Israel Hayom, report, Saudi Arabia cracks down on anti-Israel voices. Vision 2030 executive arrested. So we got exactly the opposite of 5 years ago going on in the world. We've got all of the people in the United States and all these Western nations going out hog wild against Israel while Saudi Arabia is aligning with Israel. And if these people had a modicum, that much of honesty in them, what they would be doing is protesting what's going on in the Sudan right now. That's what they would be doing. They do not care about the people in Gaza. This is an agenda. This is a communist, Marxist agenda against Western society. And Israel is the Western nation which leads the Middle East. And that's all this is. They do not care about people dying in Gaza. Not this much. That is not their agenda at all. And as I said, if they cared about deaths and people being butchered, they would be protesting what's going on in Sudan. And you're not hearing a peep about that from any of these people because they do not care. Some news from Christianity. We got a couple of great donations to Isaac the past week, and I want to thank the people that have done that. Some have been for his ministry, and others have been for his personal house. He's got maybe $1,000 or $2,000 left to finish the house, and I really appreciate people responding. That's Isaac in Uganda. When you're living there, it's nice to have your own place, and he has not asked for one for years and years and years, and finally, you know, he's to the point where he would like one, and people have responded, and I appreciate that, so thank you. And one more thing, there is a guy that attends online, and he has done some of the artwork in here, and he has a tattoo salon out in Sedona, Arizona. But he also does videos. He does videos of his wife and him going out into the wilderness or traveling, riding bikes. They're big motorcycle riders. And he's just a great guy. But he did a video a couple days ago. I've actually watched it twice. I watched it with my wife last night. If you want to see it, his name is Adrian, and you would have to go to Physical Graffiti Sedona, Arizona. Just type that into YouTube and he will come up. Physical Graffiti, Sedona, Arizona. He did a message about the 2023 Burning Man thing. You know, every year they have the Burning Man get together. And he wasn't supporting it in any way, shape, or form. He was just talking about it and how good the Lord is to people, even people that are totally opposed to him. And I think that it would bless you if you watched that. So, I don't usually promote videos and things like that, but it was just so well done. And while he's doing it, he was doing a painting. And it just talking about the Burning Man, and he was doing a painting. And I think you'd really appreciate watching how he ties everything together at the end. So keep that in mind. Watch it if you have time. We got some news from Christianity from Mail Online. The devil-worshipping ministers of Satan, who now have an unprecedented opportunity to be school chaplains because of a Republican law. Now, I've been saying that this was coming. I've said it for months and months and months, and DeSantis says it'll never happen, but these people know that they will get what they want. They will get it. DeSantis has been wrong on this. Even though what he did is the right moral thing, he's wrong on the outcome, and they'll have to stop these eventually because of this. The Satanic Temple, a decade-old religious and political group, says the bill would let them send members into schools and offer compassionate guidance to students. State Superintendent Ryan Walters, and this is in a different state, not Florida, but it is the same thing as here, say Satanists are not welcome in schools, but they are welcome to go to hell. Johnny Davis of the National School Chaplain Association said Satanists were spreading lies as they did not have any qualified chaplains on their books. SB 36 would allow Oklahoma's public schools to welcome faith-based chaplains as hired staff or as volunteers to support students. They would be subject to background checks. The text uses universal language and does not state which groups can volunteer chaplains. A school board that turned down a Satanic Temple volunteer but accepted Christians could be slapped with a First Amendment discrimination suit. This is the logical end to poorly crafted legislation. Like I said, you cannot violate one group's rights because you disagree with them. And that's where this is taking us. So I think people need to consider this, and eventually they will have to rescind these laws so that they do not have Satanists teaching children. A lot of states don't care, and they've already got them in there. They got the Satanic Temple teaching kids after school on school public property, but a couple states have not allowed that, and now they're giving them a backdoor into that. Mail Online. Succession star. I don't know if anybody's ever seen a show called Succession. I've never seen it. I have seen this guy in some other shows, The Bourne Identity and things like that. He was in several movies that I've seen, but his name is Brian Cox. He says the Bible is one of the worst books ever, as he condemns impact of religion on the world. People are so stupid. It kind of matches what you were saying. Asked by Rich Lee if religion holds humanity back, Cox replied, "Oh, considerably, yes. I think religion does hold us back because it's belief systems which are outside ourselves. Thank God. They're not dealing with who we are. We're dealing with, oh, if God says this and God does that and you go, well, what is God? We've created that idea of God, and we've created it as a control issue, and it's also, here it is, a patriarchal issue. You'll never hear that from any other religion like Islam or Buddhism, but that is a thing that is ascribed now to Christianity, because Christianity teaches the nuclear family with a father in charge that is supposed to raise children. Once you take that and remove that from the family unit, you will always have breakdown. It's always going to happen. But it's essentially patriarchal. We haven't given enough scope to the matriarchy. If you go to the countries where they have matriarchies, I don't need to label them. You just go online, which countries have matriarchies. You will find that every single one of them is dysfunctional. They have no Nobel Peace Prize winners. They have no academic achievement. They have nothing. They have breakdown of society. They've got a lot of problems. And having matriarchy is the worst idea on the planet. And here I'm saying this on Mother's Day. Mothers have a purpose. Fathers have a purpose. The Bible has structured the unit for a purpose. And when you get away from that, you will have trouble. That's all there is to it. And that's why America is going the way it's going, is because we're getting rid of the traditional nuclear family. But this guy doesn't see that. The veteran actor delved deeper into the issue, citing the biological differences between mothers and fathers. Oh, so now it's okay to have biological differences, but when you get out into the schools, you can't have any biological differences. So these people on the left are just not clear thinkers, all right? The mothering thing is the thing which is the real conditioning of our lives. Our fathers don't condition ourselves because they're too bloody selfish. But our mothers have to because they have an umbilical. That's what the umbilical cord is about. Cox said that upending a patriarchal approach to society would be challenging, adding that the narratives underpinning such trace back to the Bible. There you go, the Bible. He doesn't say the Quran. He said, we do because we have to honor them and we have to give them their place, and we're resistant to that because it's Adam and Eve. I mean, the propaganda goes right way back. The Bible is one of the worst books ever for me, from my point of view, because it starts with the idea that Adam's rib, you know, that from Adam's rib, this woman was created. And they'll believe it because they're stupid enough. Cox conceded that while spiritual people need something to guide them, he believes the Bible is not the answer. They need it, but they don't need to be told lies. They need some kind of truth. And that is not the truth. It is not the truth. It is mythology, you know. It's not really to do with what women understand more than anybody. After Lee commented that it could be perceived as a high level of thinking to do away with religion, Cox replied, I don't think it's so high. I think it's a level of understanding. So that's the mentality of this person who's famous in the movies, and all of these people in Hollywood have the same general attitude. That's why they do the movies they do, and that's why they support the things they do. But if you doubt that the Bible is real, I would ask you to check it out. A very small-minded person will agree with that without checking it out themselves, and I'm absolutely certain that that guy has never checked it out himself. He knows a couple of the old stories, and he's never taken the time to read it, meaning he is a very small-minded person, okay? It takes a lot of understanding to read the Bible, to stick to it, and then to be able to comprehend it. It's a big book, but what do you expect? It is the operating manual for humanity that came from the hand of God. If you don't believe that, I would ask you to check it out and see where that premise is wrong, and you won't. You'll find out that it's actually the answer to all of the problems that we have, how we got in the situation we're in, and what God is doing about it, from the beginning to the end, and then he has something good for those that accept the premise. I would ask you to check that out yourself. From hallow.com, H-A-L-L-O-W, they have a how to pray thing, and that's going around right now. I would not recommend that site, okay? Just somebody sent it to me. They said, would you check this out? And, you know, it's got how to pray and all that kind of stuff. It's very Roman Catholic, okay? They actually mix in other things as well, which the Catholics are famous for, but I would be careful not to go to hallow.com to learn how to pray, okay? And especially, there is, the Bible says, how many mediators are there? One. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. We don't need Mary. We don't need a website. We don't need any of that kind of nonsense. What we need to do is when we have a problem, if we are redeemed by Jesus, meaning we have accepted the gospel, all we need to do is talk to him. Just pray to him. Lord Jesus, you're the mediator. I would like God to help me with this problem in my life or whatever it is. It's all you need to do. You don't need a website, and you certainly don't need people telling you who to pray to, like the saints or Mary or any of that nonsense. From Newsmax, Catholic Chicago priest blesses same-sex spouses. You know, I remember that guy that didn't like the Pope said something one time and the Pope defrocked him. He's not defrocking these people that are doing things that are contrary to written Catholic dogma, right? So it shows you that the Vatican has an agenda, and they really don't care about their people doing things that they're not supposed to be doing because they're actually supporting it there. Okay, we got some news from the Mideast and Africa today from Breitbart. Pakistan sees tranquility and almost Eden-like conditions. Oh, no, it doesn't say that. Pakistan sees 500% increase in suicide attacks since Biden-Afghanistan debacle. Not only did we lose a lot of our own service members and we completely capitulated to the enemy in Afghanistan, but we're killing people in Pakistan through our actions. The primary culprit is Tehrik-e-Taliban, Pakistan, a jihadist terrorist organization commonly known as Pakistani Taliban. It is a separate organization from the Afghan Taliban, which has served as the undisputed government of Afghanistan since 2021 as a result of Biden's disastrous decision to extend the 20-year-old Afghan war beyond the agreed-upon May 1st deadline. After the withdrawal of NATO forces, it was hoped that peace in Afghanistan would bring peace to the region. However, such expectations were short-lived. The TTP's enhanced attacks on Pakistan while using Afghan soil have been a serious concern for Pakistan. Another worrying aspect is the participation of Afghan nationals in these attacks. In addition to the 500% increase in suicide attacks, attacks specifically attributed to TTP on the Pakistani-Afghan border had increased by 65% since August 2021. A major obstacle to anti-terror cooperation with Afghanistan is that the Taliban is a terrorist group itself and maintains close ties to a number of similar jihadist organizations. The Afghan Taliban also enthusiastically denies any relationship with any terrorist group, of course they do, or the presence of any terrorists in Afghanistan, because they're now all in the government, and so they can't be called terrorists because they run the government. When challenged, Afghan Taliban leaders who call themselves the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan have insisted for years that they do not support any terrorist organizations around the world, a claim refuted by mountains of evidence documented by the UN, neighboring countries, and human rights group. From Newsmax, illegal arrested with suspected ISIS ties was in the United States for 2 months. Oh, no, 2 years. Walking around 2 years. Gaining information to blow us up. A suspected Islamic State terrorist living in Baltimore, who was recently arrested by ICE, has been in the U.S. for 2 years after being caught crossing the southern border and then released. When Javohir Atoev of Uzbekistan was caught by CBP crossing the border in Arizona in February 2022, CBC and ICE couldn't find any incriminating information on him, and he was released within the United States on bond. So we don't know anything bad about him, so we're just going to let him go. Do you know that if you want to apply for a green card to come to the United States of America, you have to go through all kinds of checks. Checks and checks and checks and checks. If you want to be a citizen, you have to go through more checks. But if you want to just come in over the southern border, come on in. It doesn't matter who you are, they are not going to check you. In May 2023, Uzbekistan issued an international alert that Atoev was wanted in his home country for suspected ties to ISIS. But it wasn't initially checked against the list of illegal immigrants living in the United States and awaiting court hearings. So this Uzbekistan says we got a terrorist, we can't find him, and the U.S. didn't even bother checking him out. From Jewish News, Donald Trump, two-state solution is not going to work. The president running against Biden in this year's election said it's his impression that far fewer people like that, the idea of a two-state solution. Indeed, support for a two-state solution has dropped among both Israelis and Palestinians in recent years, in particular among Israelis since October 7th. Trump has promised to support Israel if a war breaks out with Iran. I have been very loyal to Israel, more loyal than any other president. I've done more for Israel than any other president. Yea, I will protect Israel. As for his relationship with Netanyahu, which turned sour in the last period of his presidentship, Trump said he had a bad experience with him. It had to do with Soleimani because, as you probably know by now, he dropped out just before the attack. And I said, what's that all about? Because that was going to be a joint, and all of a sudden we were told that Israel was not doing it. Then I was not happy about that. That was something I never forgot, and it showed me something. I would say that what happened on the October 7th should never have happened. So he's not a fan of Netanyahu, but he is a full supporter of Israel. So he's got my vote on that one alone. Zero Hedge, Turkey halts all trade with Israel as relations at breaking point. Times of Israel. Israel says it will limit Turkish trade with Palestinians, seek sanctions against Ankara. Reacting to Erdogan's decision to halt all trade, Jerusalem plans to punish the country for breaching trade agreements. From the Gateway Pundit, Palestinian athletes invited to compete at Paris Olympics without having to qualify. They just get to go. Times of Israel, U.S. says Hamas seized first aid shipment that entered Gaza via reopened Eretz crossing. Hamas seized their shipment. Okay? Nobody talks about that, but that's what's going on. Times of Israel, agreeing to Gaza truce deal should be a no-brainer for Hamas, Blinken says. What does that mean? Because they didn't agree, they have no brains. We already knew that, though. Now we got something interesting from Mongolia, from Aki Press. Mongolia plants 42 million trees since 2021 to combat desertification. Okay, I report on this every year. They are now up to 42 million trees. Ulaanbaatar and 21 Mongolian provinces, as well as other organizations and enterprises, including 21 largest organizations operating in the mining industry, supported the initiative of the president of Mongolia to plant 1 billion trees and confirmed that they will plant a total of 608 million trees by 2030. Nationwide campaign was launched in October of 2021 when Ukhnaa announced at the UNGA that his country was committed to combating desertification and climate change. It's not climate change. It's what I've said again and again. They bring in animals that are not native and they completely wipe out all of the vegetation, and hence you have deserts. And that's been going on now for the past 50 years or so, and they're losing. So now they're finally getting into planting trees again. Daniel 12 technology today, kind of cool. Mail Online, U.S. Navy tests extra large Thunderbird style Manta Ray drone sub capable of long distance unmanned undersea missions. It looks just like a Manta Ray and it goes all over the place. The Manta Ray prototype uncrewed underwater vehicle completed the full-scale testing off the coast of Southern California over the last 3 months, according to manufacturer Northrop Grumman. Although its future missions have not been revealed, Northrop Grumman described the vehicle as a new class of UUV. It moves through the water using efficient buoyancy-driven gliding and could reduce the need for as much human involvement in underwater missions. The DoD's DARPA program manager for Manta Ray said our successful full-scale Manta Ray testing validates the vehicle's readiness to advance toward real-world operations after being rapidly assembled in the field from modular subsections. It is an extra-large glider that will operate long-duration, long-range, and payload-capable undersea missions without need for on-site human logistics. Testing of at-sea hydrodynamic performance included submerged operations using all the vehicle's modes of propulsion and steering, buoyancy, propellers, and control surfaces. Our successful full-scale Manta Ray testing validates the vehicle's readiness to advance toward real-world operations after being rapidly assembled in the field from modular subsections. The demonstrated ease of shipping and assembling supports the possibility of rapid deployment throughout the world without crowding valuable pier space at naval facilities. Shipping the vehicle directly to its intended area of operation conserves energy that the vehicle would otherwise expend during transit. In other words, they just build it on site very quickly, put it in the water, and it can go do what it's going to do, whether it's spying, whether it's blowing people up or whatever. They can do it. It's very interesting, and it's a cool-looking thing. Okay. It's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues noted in the Book of Revelation. From Mail Online, tuberculosis outbreak. At least one dead, nine hospitalized as health officials declare public health emergency in California. Anybody hear about this? Okay. Most people didn't, and when they did, they didn't hear the whole story. Health officials said the outbreak was localized to guests at a single-room occupancy hotel in Long Beach, which the city's health department has declined to identify. A total of 14 cases of TB were confirmed, but investigators have also identified 170 other people who may have been exposed. City health officer declared a local public health emergency in effort to strengthen the city's preparedness and ability to respond to the localized outbreak. Officials insist the risk of exposure to the general public is low, noting the outbreak is restricted to a distinct population of people with significant barriers to care. From the Superior Word News Services, CDC data, the number of tuberculosis cases per 100,000 people has increased each year since 2020. These are illegal aliens coming across the border with tuberculosis. If you have a sniffle when you come into the United States of America, they will not let you in. A sniffle. These people are coming in with all kinds of diseases, killing diseases. They've got an outbreak in California at a hotel where they're keeping migrants, paying for migrants to live there, and now people are dying. This is United States government on your side. From the Gateway Pundit, CDC concealed evidence linking deaths to Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines, internal documents reveal. According to the documents, CDC's employees conducted investigations into reported post-vax deaths, especially focusing on cases involving myocarditis. The findings spanning the end of 2021 highlight instances where myocarditis was listed on death certificates and in autopsies for individuals who had received the vaccines. The file also showed instances where deaths met the CDC's definition for myocarditis, with symptoms appearing within 42 days of vaccination and no virus-related symptoms present. CDC has let out that information after 3 years. Four now. Gateway Pundit. Disgraced former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, who advocated for the COVID vaccine, publicly admits for the first time to suffering from a COVID vaccine injury. Watchers. And he also admitted that he's taking ivermectin when he was shaming people right on TV for taking ivermectin. Watchers. Hospital take emergency measures. Schools close as Bangladesh records hottest April in 75 years. What does that mean? 75 years ago, they had these same temperatures. Can't blame it on global warming, can you? Breitbart, CDC, bird flu outbreak spreading and underreported. They're really working on this one. Article after article after article about bird flu. Mail Online, CDC admits bird flu has pandemic potential, as study shows H5N1 virus has mutated 300 times to become more infectious and resistant to drugs. They're just going to keep pushing this for the next 8 months. They're going to keep pushing it. And after November, when the elections are decided, you're not going to hear about it anymore. Morality is declining. Zero Hedge. Biden admin covertly pursued gender-affirming care for kids in states where the practice is banned. They're violating the laws of sovereign states doing what they're doing to children. Breitbart. Male transgender student assaults girl in New York high school bathroom. School receives threats. Disturbing footage of a boy who identifies as a girl entering the girl's bathroom at a New York high school and violently dragging out a female student by her hair has sparked backlash and threats against the school, forcing it to close on Friday. They never should have let him in there in the first place. Mail Online. Boston school superintendent urged to resign as second whistleblower slams her for letting a trans student with a kill list return to class. And files expose her as a tax dodger. She let this kid with a kill list, they found it on this kid, return to class. Fox, new federal transgender rules place women's workplace rights under attack. EEOC commissioner charges. Mother's Day, you're all under attack, moms. Breitbart, transgender athlete to compete in National Women's Water Polo Championship. The Hill, more than 1 in 10 LGBTQ youth say they attempted suicide last year. Washington Examiner, Kansas legislature overrides governor veto on abortion survey and coercion protections. Good. They got that Democrat governor up there that is making the worst decisions on the planet for a state. They have to keep overriding her and overriding her. This lady is absolutely bonkers. From the post-millennial, trans killer serving 3 life sentences for murder, abuse of women, demands access to female prison population in Kansas. And I guarantee you the governor will let it happen. Telegraph, this is in the UK, sex is a biological fact. They've completely backed up. They have completely backed up from what they were doing for the past 3 years. They've changed their position. I cannot believe this happened. The NHS declares a landmark shift against gender ideology. Really? Yep. Campaigners welcome change to Constitution, which will ban trans women from female-only wards as a return to common sense. And here the U.S. is just going like this. From the AP, Arkansas governor says state won't comply with new federal rules on treatment of trans students. Not going to do it. Zero Hedge, California bill would give black applicants an edge in getting occupational licenses. We no longer have a colorblind society. Zero Hedge, if you want people to have babies, you are now far right. Yes. A report published by Politico claims that wanting the human race to reproduce is now a far right position to take. You're all crazy in this audience. Go. Okay. Oh, it's just this bizarro world. Got some other news from the Des Moines Register. U.S. Justice Department warns it will sue Iowa if it tries to enforce its new immigration law. And all they're doing is enforcing laws that are on the U.S. government's books. Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General Boynton wrote that the department intends to bring a lawsuit to enforce the supremacy of federal law and to enjoin the new immigration law passed as a Senate file 2340. The law, signed in April after passing the Republican-led legislature, allows Iowa officers to arrest undocumented immigrants, which is federal law, who had previously been deported or barred from entering the country. That's federal law already. They're just passing a state law because the feds won't do it. Going on, it says, where was I? From the country. If convicted, a judge could order that they be deported back to their home country. Boynton wrote that the law effectively creates a separate state immigration scheme, which intrudes into a field that is occupied by the federal government and is preempted. Reynolds retorted that Iowa needed the law because of the Biden admin's poor record on immigration. The only reason we had to pass this law is because the Biden admin refuses to enforce the laws already on the books. I have a duty to protect the citizens of Iowa. Unlike the federal government, we will respect the rule of law and enforce it. This is what it takes in this nation to just uphold the laws that are already on the books, is passing more laws. Zero Hedge. Ford's $120,000 loss per vehicle shows California EV goals are impossible. So much for California's mandate that all new passenger cars, trucks, and SUVs sold in California will be zero-emission vehicles by 2035. It imposed the mandate at the request of Governor Newsom. Ford reported it lost $132,000 for each of its 10,000 electric vehicles sold in the first quarter of 2024. The sales were down 20% from the first quarter of 2023 and would drag down earnings for the company overall.
Just subsidize them.
It's just the whole thing is just bad. It's just government money being thrown away and making private industry go out of business. That's all this is. Zero Hedge. Bill advances calling for California to issue formal apology for slavery. Now, before I read this article, does anybody know the problem with that?
They were not
a slave state. They never were. The California Assembly's Appropriations Committee approved a bill, May 1st, which would require the state to issue an apology for its role in perpetuating harm related to slavery. Assembly Bill 3089 would declare California recognizes and accepts responsibilities for atrocities it and its representatives committed, as well as any entities under its control who promoted, facilitated, enforced, and permitted the instituted chattel of slavery. The bill would also require the legislature to draft and have signed by officials a document of recognition and apology to be stored in the state archives for the public to review at will, in addition to creating a memorial plaque to be hung in the Capitol, when they weren't even a slave state. Yeah, now they are. Georgia Recorder, Kemp, signs bill into law forcing sheriffs to enforce federal immigration law. Governor Kemp signed a law requiring law enforcement agencies in Georgia to notify federal authorities when undocumented migrants are arrested. They did this because they've got these sanctuary cities that will not comply with the law. They say, we are a sanctuary city and we're not. So they have to pass a law to get people to do what they're supposed to be doing. HB 1105 creates a new immigration law that will result in local governments losing good state funding and LE officers and local officials being charged with a misdemeanor for ignoring the sanctuary laws. The catalyst for the new law came after the arrest of Venezuelan immigrant Jose Ibarra, who authorities say entered the country illegally, on charges that he murdered 22-year-old nursing student Lachlan Riley. The new law, which requires LE to check the immigration status of detainees, they must do this, was included in a package of criminal justice bills signed by Kemp. The governor also signed a controversial law that adds 30 more criminal charges requiring cash bail for release and creates new restrictions on charities that receive donations to bail people out of lockup. So they're making some good laws in Georgia because sanctuary cities are not wanting to do these things. They just want to keep these people and have them killing more of their residents. Mail online. American South sea levels. Listen to this. Listen carefully and get what they're saying. American South, sea levels from Texas to North Carolina are rising twice as fast as the rest of the world, threatening to flood your favorite vacation spots. Can you imagine that? I mean, have you ever poured out water and seen what water does?
Hey, it's science.
This is science here, folks. Many areas rose more than 6 inches in a decade, double the 30 years before. So they got water higher in North Carolina than they do in the next state north. It's just unbelievable. Scientists warned tidal rising would only get rapidly worse in coming decades. Does anybody know what's happening?
No brains,
that's true, but it's called erosion. It's erosion. That's because they build condominiums right up to the beach, and what does nature do? It sucks right up to the nearest obstacle, and you have no more beach. We've proven that again and again and again. Never put anything on the beach. Back at least 400, or there's a amount that you have to go back. And if you don't do that, you will lose your beach. We used to have this wonderful wall at the north end of Siesta Key. We were out there hanging around on it. It was from an old 20s building, right? And that's all that was left was the wall. And it was called the wall, okay? And we all sat on the wall. Everybody did things on the wall they shouldn't have done. But the beach eroded up to the wall. And when they got rid of the wall, the beach went back out. That's what's happening. Water finds its own level. It doesn't get higher in North Carolina. Zero Hedge. I've been totally ghosted. After install, solar panels become maintenance nightmare. Here's what I recommend you do. Never, ever buy solar panels. I don't care if it sounds like a good idea. If you have them, that's great. If you don't buy them. I have heard this from, I cannot tell you how many people that have had this happen. Okay, I'll give you an example so you understand. Air conditioner companies in Florida notoriously go out of business, purposefully. They establish a company, they get a lot of people, they get their contract signed, and then they close the business. And they open a new air conditioning company in the same building with the same employees under a different name, and they are no longer obligated to the air conditioning warranties that they gave. And this is very common. Well, these people do this too. They will have a person working, and that person will sell a lot of these things under certain conditions, and then he leaves, and they say, that was between you and that salesman, and that is no longer binding. These things have been going on. I know a friend, many of you in here know him personally, that lost $30,000 on this. And that was $30,000 he couldn't afford, and he has a unit that doesn't work. And he can't do anything about it. Do not buy solar panels. Zero Hedge, U.S. factory orders rise in March, but February saw yet another downward revision. This is the 17th monthly downward revision in 22 months. And guess what's going to happen with the March orders? They're going to be revised down. This country is tanking, and the BLS and all the other government agencies keep reporting it higher and higher. And then after all the news is gone, they revise it downward. And people that check these things know what's going on. We haven't had any positive growth since he became, or since he took the White House. Okay, Gateway Pundit. Minneapolis public microphones for police to detect gunshots criticized as racist. Chicago get rid of them. Now Minneapolis is going to get rid of them. This is to protect people's lives. They hear a gunshot, they can send a police to exactly where that shot was fired. But now you can't have them anymore because it's racist. Breitbart, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey approves $426 million more, half a billion dollars, to welcome migrants. Just your tax money just going out. That's Massachusetts, so I don't care diddly. But it breaks my heart that the people that don't want that in Massachusetts are having their money literally raped from them. Zero Hedge, UK vows to arm Ukraine for as long as it takes, commits to $3.7 billion annually, the never-ending war. Western Journal, alert, alert, severe weather pattern may be sparking a national pickle shortage. Yes, we are in a pickle now. Gateway Pundit, Bill Milligan per CBP, it may be Melugin, I don't know, San Diego sector of border apprehended over 200 Chinese illegals 2 days in a row. These people are all between the ages of like 18 and 28 males. Very few families or children or old people coming in. This is an invasion by the Communist Party of China military. And they keep doing it and they keep doing it and they keep doing it and nobody does anything about it. Okay, who said it? You're not going to get this, but somebody sent me a book a day ago, and it's a book on quotes, and I pulled this out, and it's so, so true. I bet you I say this 1,000 times a day. Deliver me, O Lord, from that evil man, myself. Thomas Brooks. Okay. I got a lesser care for. Actually, I think this is a Catholic here. The logic just doesn't hold true. God is real as the sky is blue. Unbelievers are fools, but we are God's jewels. Their position, they one day will rue. That guy from the TV show that I read, he's going to regret his mistake. Okay, I got a couple ironies here for you. Got to say something cheery. Do you know that having a mother is a great thing? Yes. I hope all of you have a mother. And if you do, I hope you remember her today if she's not around. And if she is, I hope you'll remember her by calling her. Thanking all the mothers and my wife, who is a mother to my daughter, and my daughter, who is a mother to my granddaughter. Thanking all the mothers.
My great-granddaughter.
Yeah, and your great-granddaughter. Yes. Oh, by the way, I got one for you and one for Hideko there. I'll let you pick the first one because you are my mother. Okay. Couple ironies. Mail Online. Biden's economic advisor, Jared Bernstein. This is Biden's economic advisor admits he cannot explain how money works. Right in an interview. Mail Online. Woman. This is so cute. Hideko saw this lady's picture and why is she smiling so much? Woman, 101 years old, is mistaken for a baby because of an airline computer glitch. One-year-old showed up to get her tickets. Yes, such is the world in which we live. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your CG Prophecy Report for the week.